All right, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here is today's commentary.
Michael, there have been two things that have happened against women in the last, I think, 48 hours, certainly 72 hours. One is against women that turned out to be, that's an attempt to be for women, and the other is just flat out against women. And what's interesting is the women's groups are doing absolutely nothing, which really shows you that the women's groups have never really been about women. They've always been about politics. And the women's groups of note are on the left and always have been. But recently, and this is from the National Review from this is actually February 3rd, so I missed this previously. 16 UPenn swimmers sign a letter labeling male participation unfair. Now, for our listeners, there is a swimmer for the University of Pennsylvania who used to be a man, and I maintain he still is a man. Because he is breaking every women's record in swimming, and so the 16 women on the team have come out against his participation. Now here's what's interesting: the left is completely silent. Now we have, as of yesterday or the day before, we have a former man who has joined the Biden administration. And he, she, it, they, whatever it is, has been named Woman of the Year, has won the award Woman of the Year. Now, let me just ask a really simple question. At what point will it be that whatever race you are, you can identify with whatever race you want to say you are? So that, for example, if you are a white person and you want to take advantage of affirmative action programs, if they become a matter of law, could you just identify as black? Now, then the question would be, who should say that you don't feel black today? Who should? Because now what you have is you now have men who are using their manhood. Let's put it that way. Because this male swimmer, I've got a picture of this swimmer. Does that picture look like a man with a swim cap on?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does. If you look at the picture, It looks like a man with a swim cap on.
May I jump into your commentary
for a
moment?
Yes, please.
Okay, we're talking pictures here.
Yeah.
You just asked me a question. Does that male swimmer look like a man?
Well, does that person?
Yeah, look like a man.
Look like a man.
Okay, I'm just going to have to, Crime. If you go to our lead one of our stories at the Tennessee Star by Susan Berry, USA Today names Biden transgender U.S. health official Rachel Levine as a, quote, woman of the year.
Yeah.
Go look at that picture.
I have, and it looks like a man.
It looks like a man in a wig.
Yeah. And so this isn't about this. This is not about this person's feelings. If we as a country decide that every individual's feelings trump the feelings of an entire population, then there is no way forward on any issue, because as soon as there is any kind of a discussion, you can raise your hand in the air and say, I'm sorry, you've made me uncomfortable, and making another person uncomfortable is an unpardonable sin, and banish you from the room and certainly silence you, which is also part of what the left is trying to do. And so what you're seeing is in 1 year of Biden, and this kind of goes to the 4 years of Trump were an anomaly that really now were just 4 years that didn't matter, because the leftward momentum of the country under Obama just took a pause for 4 years, and now it's actually accelerating. And that's across the entire world, by the way. And I want to talk about the implications internationally in some future segment.
And that is today's commentary. I'm sorry to intervene in your commentary, because we like to have 3 minutes of your own commentary. But yeah. I couldn't resist it.